Now less than a week before Election Day, and already more than 73 million Americans have voted by mail or in person, and nearly 8 million of those voters live in Texas.
That number is astounding for the state because it surpasses the total early voting turnout from any other presidential election there. And this record turnout could be the latest sign of a changing Texas. Joining us to break this down is Alana Rocha, a multimedia reporter with the Texas Tribune. Hi, Alana.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, so early voting records have been broken in two counties that are very different in terms of size and voting history and demographics. What does that tell you about the enthusiasm for voting this election in Texas?
There's a unique determination, it seems, maybe not just in Texas, but obviously that's what we cover and we're definitely seeing here for people to cast their ballots this election. Of course, the pandemic, we believe, is driving a lot of the early voting turnout. People want to avoid crowds, want to avoid exposure to the virus. And so you're seeing that across the state. And as you mentioned, two very diverse counties here in the state politically, Denton County up near Dallas in North Texas, and then, of course, Harris County that's home to Houston. Of course, the big cities here have tended to lean Democratic in recent years. Denton County is the conservative stronghold. So you're seeing, no matter the politics, people definitely want their voices heard and heard early this cycle.
To your earlier point, we've heard anecdotally from other places around the country that what's driving people to the polls in record numbers is a feeling that a lot more is at stake this election. What are the reasons you're hearing in Texas?
It's a mixed bag. Of course, it's partisan, depending on, you know, the candidates and what issues they're highlighting on the campaign trail. For Republicans, they are talking about, you know, back the blue and saying that, you know, Democrats want to defund police departments. So that's kind of a rallying cry on the right. On the left, you're seeing health care, a big talking point for those, you know, all the way from the state house to, you know, congressional races.
How much do you think in-state migration is influencing perhaps the changes that you're seeing in terms of voting, early voting numbers?
That is a factor for sure. And we've seen that just because the state added 1.8 million voters since the last presidential election in 2016. But the numbers show that you can't just attribute it to population growth. There is a real enthusiasm and, you know, drive for people to get to the polls. And yes, migration has some to do with that. And we saw that really highlighted in 2018 when you saw normally, you know, Republican stronghold counties in the suburbs flip and vote for Democrat Beto O'Rourke over the incumbent U.S. Senator Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm. We'll be diving into the Texas Senate race elsewhere in the program, but it's worth noting a lot of heavy spending from both sides up and down the races, the ballot races. There's a lot of outside money coming into Texas, too. What are you seeing?
Yeah, just this week, we published a story and others about Michael Bloomberg investing heavily here in Texas in this final week before the election, some $15 million in TV ad spending. And that's not just for the Senate race, not just for the presidential race. I mean, he's also looking again at the state house where Democrats, especially given now the solid conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court, state Democrats see having a say in, or control rather, of one of the chambers here in the state as their way to mitigate what they see as bad legislation before it gets to the court system and could be elevated to the highest court where they are at a disadvantage now.
Well, what do the polls show about the state of the presidential race in Texas? How close is it?
Yeah, well, as far as the race for president, I mean, it's within single digits. Our recent poll, the Texas Tribune with the University of Texas, showed Trump beating Joe Biden by 5 points or within 5 points. And it's, yeah, a matter of looking at trends. And the majority of the polls do show Donald Trump still ahead here in the state, but within single digits. He won by 9 points in 2016, which was the smallest margin of victory for a Republican here in quite some time. And the state, mind you, hasn't elected a Democrat president since Jimmy Carter in 76. So we'll have to see.
And there's also the race for the Electoral College votes.
Yeah, we're the second largest prize in the country when it comes to Electoral College votes. In 2016, you saw two electors defect, and there was a push from the governor to be able to have Texas become the 30th state in the country to bind the electors to the popular vote in the state. It fell short We're still not one of the 29 states that bind the electors to the popular vote. But the thought here is that if Biden were to take Texas, it's not going to be the deciding state, if you will, as far as putting him over the top to get into the presidency. If he wins Texas, it's more of a sign that it's just a landslide for Biden nationwide.
Alana Rocha is a multimedia reporter with the Texas Tribune. Thank you so much.
Thank you.